Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Trauma Stewardship, An Everyday Guide to Caring for Self. While Caring for Others, authored by Laura Vandernoot Lipsky with Connie Burke, is an enlightening manual aimed at anyone who deals with trauma or suffering, either through their profession or personal life. This practical guide emphasizes the importance of self-care for those who care for others experiencing trauma. It offers insightful strategies to prevent burnout and manage the emotional toll of being exposed to distress. Lipsky, leveraging her vast experience in trauma work, invites readers into a journey of self-discovery and healing, illuminating the path to becoming a responsible steward of the pain they witness every day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of trauma. Trauma stewardship refers to the method by which individuals navigate their work in highly traumatic environments or professions while maintaining their well-being. It's a holistic approach, acknowledging the physical, emotional, and spiritual weight of carrying others' trauma. This book meticulously explains the importance of recognizing the signs of vicarious trauma and offers strategies to cope and build resilience. It argues that proper management of this trauma is crucial not just for personal health, but also to serve others effectively. Through personal anecdotes and practical advice, Lipsky makes a compelling case for the importance of acknowledging the impact of trauma on those who work closely with it. Secondly, the five directions of trauma stewardship. Laura Vandernoot Lipsky introduces the concept of the five directions as a framework for understanding and practicing trauma stewardship. These directions include North, creating space for inquiry; East, choosing our focus; South, building compassion and community; West, finding balance and boundaries; and Center, cultivating presence and mindfulness. Each direction comes with its set of practices and reflections designed to guide individuals on how to navigate their roles responsibly while caring for themselves. This comprehensive approach ensures that all aspects of an individual's life are considered in the process of healing and resilience building, making it a cornerstone chapter of the book. Thirdly, strategies for sustainable self-care. One of the book's central themes is the emphasis on sustainable self-care practices for those continually exposed to trauma. Lipsky details strategies that go beyond the conventional self-care advice, offering a deeper, more holistic approach to wellness. She discusses how to create a self-care plan that includes physical activity, nutrition, sleep, social support, and mindfulness practices. Additionally, Lipsky stresses the importance of setting boundaries and knowing when to step back, illustrating how these practices can prevent burnout and compassion fatigue. The discussion is enriched with examples and exercises that encourage readers to put these strategies into action. Fourthly, navigating challenges in trauma work. Trauma stewardship doesn't shy away from addressing the inherent challenges faced by those who tend to others' traumas. This section delves into managing difficult situations, ethical dilemmas, and the constant exposure to human suffering. Lipsky offers guidance on how to maintain empathy and compassion while protecting oneself from becoming overwhelmed. She discusses the importance of community and peer support, advocating for a collaborative approach to trauma work. Furthermore, Lipsky explores the concept of vicarious resilience, the idea that individuals can also gain strength and insight from the stories of courage and survival they encounter in their work. Lastly, the role of organizations in supporting trauma stewards. The final pivotal topic covered in the book addresses the critical role organizations play in supporting trauma stewards. Lipsky asserts that organizations are not exempt from the duty of caring for their staff. She details how organizations can cultivate an environment that prioritizes the well-being of those exposed to trauma, including implementing comprehensive support systems, fostering a culture of self-care, and offering training on trauma stewardship. This section is a call to action for organizations to recognize their part in the sustainable practice of trauma work, emphasizing that creating a supportive environment is not just beneficial, but essential for the effective care of others. In conclusion, trauma stewardship is a must-read for anyone involved in caregiving or working directly with trauma, from therapists and social workers to emergency responders and educators. Laura van der Noot Lipsky offers not just a handbook on navigating the emotional and physical challenges of such work, but a compassionate reminder of the importance of self-care in the service of others. This book illuminates the often overlooked aspect of trauma work, the well-being of the caregiver, and provides practical, actionable strategies for sustaining oneself in the face of others' suffering. In a world increasingly mired in collective trauma, trauma stewardship emerges as a beacon of hope and healing, affirming that taking care of oneself is the first step towards effectively caring for the world. If you would like to support Laura van der Noot Lipsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.